Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Recognize that?
Oh yeah.
Wait no longer. The night has arrived.
Oh man. Here he comes. It's Jimmy Jack Jackie. It's Monday Nine Tro. It's the full Nitro theme.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, for Monday.
I hear that theme a lot.
Thank you, Tony Schiavone. We appreciate that.
For the coffee.
By the way, Fat Boy, you can kill that. Several people, and I agree with this, several people hate the way you say plaza. They're texting in that it's plaza, not plaza. P-L-A-H-Z-A. Plaza.
Kmart Plaza.
Plaza.
Caramel.
Plaza.
Tomato. Potato. Hurricane. There you go. I got you back now.
Coconut shrimp. Barbecue shrimp.
I can say everything else. Real Southern.
Yeah. We're going to have more tickets to Primus throughout the rest of the week, starting tomorrow with Fat Boy Tuesday. That'll be a whole lot of fun. All right, TV. This is the one thing that I excuse me. This is the one thing that brings us. It's our common bond. I mean, it really is on the wrestling tip. Paige doesn't get involved in that with sports. I don't pay attention to it as probably the least of the group. Or maybe Paige and I are tied with that. Music, we don't necessarily agree with most of that, but there's a few TV shows that we can all talk about and get into talking about.
That's what connects us.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing, new McMillions tonight, which is going to be great. Comes on at 10, so watch it tomorrow. By the way, there's a new Rise Guys meme up featuring the FBI guy from McMillions, which is great.
Agent Doug.
Before we get to the common bond, Fat Boy, I was in the shower yesterday, and Caitlin comes in there and says, I've got something paused that I want you to come look at. And I said, oh, what is it? She said, it's these sisters. That's all I'm going to say, it's these sisters. And I said,
nuns?
Are they 1,000-pound? And she comes in there, she's like, how did you know? I was like, that's Fat Boy's favorite show, is 1,000-pound Sisters.
He loves it.
Damn it! And I watched an episode of it.
And?
I mean, it's they're huge women. One of them's married, and the other sister lives with them.
Is it sad?
It's funny, but it's also like I got bored. I don't know how it's a series. It's just like...
Really? Fat Boy loves it.
You watched the first episode?
I watched the episode where they went on a date, and they went to the Creole place, and she wanted baked... gator tail, and they only had fried gator tail.
Oh, no.
And because of her diet, she could only get it fried or grilled rather.
Oh, you didn't see the part where they got in the wreck and then she slid all the way up to the front seat?
No. No.
Damn it.
But
just watch some random dumb part.
It's the
that
best
whole
part.
Network is like Jerry Springer on meth. Like there's
TLC, right?
Yeah. Every bit of it is either busting open pimples, cutting on feet. Fat people.
Little people.
Hoarder people.
Little people. Don't forget little people.
Little people. Hoarders.
I'm Amy.
I mean, it is the most...
Amy is
like
Sammy.
The old days, people like that, you would never speak of them, or they would never show the inside of their homes. And now it's like you get a TV show.
I got to tell you one part you'll probably never see. One of them's got a boyfriend. And then their sister's like, yeah, you don't have a boyfriend, but... She showed pictures that he showed up, and she's got hickeys on her neck.
Oh, God. Well, that'd take a lot of sucking to get through them layers of epidermis.
Wow.
Ugh. Epidermis, rather.
Such trash TV.
So I did watch it, though, and, I mean, it was funny. It was funny. But at the same time, though, like, if they don't meet their... I'll tell you this briefly.
Oh, the premise of the show.
The premise of the show is that they're trying to lose enough weight where they can get lap band surgery. I think is the
belly bypass.
Belly bypass, and there's one of them who's somewhat serious, and the other one is not very serious. So they have that thing. But if they don't at the end of this show give it to them anyway, shame on TLC. Give them the belly bypass now.
You can't do it irresponsibly.
Yeah, if they don't,
because a real surgeon has to do it.
Yeah, they got
to
lose the weight.
Well, they have a real. They have a doctor they go and visit. They interview him.
Yeah, but he can't do it irresponsibly. You know.
I think it's great that they don't. Have a scale, so they had to go to the recycling center. The way
they had to go to the recycling center,
really?
Yeah, because they had the 350 was the doctor scale.
Last song.
Which in reality, most doctors should feature one that's bigger than 350.
Yeah, if you watch one on that channel, man, you get hooked because I started watching. My feet are killing me, and they open people's feet up like those are actual surgeries.
What do you? What's the get off of that? What do you enjoy? Does it make you squirm or what's
yes,
the?
Yes, it's more like man, that's the inside of somebody's foot, and they're sawing off bones.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The doctor's okay. Hot, and the chick ain't bad either.
You grossing me out talking about sawing off bones in a foot.
Yeah, man,
opening up the feet. That's nasty, man.
They amputated one dude's big toe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got muscles in there.
So, yeah, I did watch it. It's not my favorite thing. I did say that I enjoy the way that HBO does their shows, not releasing them all at once. But I have developed willpower, and I'm not binging. I'm sitting back. I'm enjoying a show, watching two episodes max, and then having conversations. Caitlin and I watch it together. We'll conversate about it, converse, whatever the word is. And then we'll watch more of Hunters.
Ooh, okay.
Hunters.
Now, this is the biggest problem of that show. People think you're talking about Mindhunters, which is a show on Netflix.
That's a good one, too.
Just talking about regular Hunters.
Regular Hunters. And it's not anything with Fred Dreyer. There's not two Fred Dreyers.
Oh, God damn.
No.
Kids of the 80s will enjoy that one.
Loved Hunter.
It's
Blue Sedan.
It's the show on Prime.
Yeah.
With Al Pacino, and it's about a group of Jewish people who find out that a bunch of Nazis escaped to America and changed their identity, and now they're going and they're hunting them.
They're hunting them down.
Oh, that's interesting.
How many have you watched?
Six. Same with Jimmy. I already asked him. Yeah. I asked him just out in the hallway. I said, how far along are you? And he's same spot I am. How far along are you, fat boy?
I'm one and a half.
Wow.
But it's not really grabbing me, to be honest with you.
Is it because you're a half Jew? You should love it.
Now, 33 minutes into the first episode, it became my favorite show ever. And I'm surprised Fatboy doesn't agree with that. Don't spoil it. Just, you know, you loved it.
The antagonist angle is a lot more interesting than the protagonist angle.
Oh, yeah, it is interesting, yeah.
I guess they haven't, but they're long episodes and...
They're hour and a half each. It's a movie.
Well, the first one's an hour and a half. And after that, they're like an hour, hour two, hour four.
Oh, okay.
It's hard for me to understand Al Pacino because it goes in and out. You really have to listen.
That's
this
true.
Is the one time I think Al Pacino is playing a character instead of just being Al Pacino.
But you still hear some of their... I mean, it's Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing... He's an Italian guy playing a Jewish guy who escaped Auschwitz.
Sometimes they'll go in and out, and it's just like Pacino going, what do you want?
But he's really good on the show. Now, the thing that I find really, really interesting is that they're like – it's fan fiction in a sense. Like fan fiction's got a whole subsection of the dark web that's just – it'd blow your mind. the way people rewrite TV shows and write sequels to movies, and they'll write them and just put them out on the internet just out of enjoyment. They take real life events and then they obviously, you know, add a little fiction to it or whatever. But they were talking about Operation Paperclip, and I did a Matt Man's conspiracy mystery on that.
Oh yeah, what'd you find? What'd you find?
Well, the truth of it all, that after World War II, the United States, brought a bunch of Nazi scientists and engineers to America, gave them new identities, whitewashed their history, and they actually allude specifically to the biggest one of them all on that show. They don't say his name, but they show a picture of him for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, they do.
Of Wernher von Braun, who was Hitler's head scientist, who went on to form NASA.
Yeah. And they
best friends with Walt Disney.
Yeah, they mentioned Goebbels and a bunch of the Nazis people know by name.
Yeah. The barber, the what's the other one? The barber and then the what's the other one? The Wolf.
The Wolf, yeah, all these guys.
Hmm. Sounds like a tag team in AEW.
That sounds kind of interesting, though. I mean,
it might be. I'm about to go back and try it again. Like the McMillions to me, I haven't seen it yet, does not seem that interesting.
Well, I thought you did watch that.
I haven't seen that.
Oh. Man, it's more interesting than it should be. The characters make it. These real people are some characters.
Seedy or just
all kind of people all over the map.
That's a whole.
All different kind of trash and funny people and weirdos and McDonald's and all kind of stuff.
McDonald's.
This, I mean, you learn about history on this show. I mean, some of it's obviously.
We also learn some fake history.
What do you mean? Like the narrative?
A lot of the stuff's fictional, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it's fictional, but the truth of it is that a lot of that happened, and you can go and look up online about how many German-speaking people lived in Huntsville, Alabama, home of NASA, you know, man, it's crazy.
Some people think we took the scientists already for the Manhattan Project, then dumped them back.
They didn't all wind up in Brazil or Argentina.
Mm-mm. Although Argentina, I don't want to say too much. I think you should go back and watch it. I think you'd love
I'm going to try it again, man.
You should, man.
I'm going to start from that half-hour point in the first episode.
Just watch that on a loop.
Okay. I've got the enticement for you. There is some very graphic, gross nudity in one of the episodes.
Bad boy's seen that.
You've already seen it?
First one.
Shower scene?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was episode
graphic
two.
And gross. He should be all about that.
Well, it's also violent as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
it was a Nazi nurse who was still living, and she was like 80, and they show her completely naked.
I knew it was going to come out. Spoiler alert,
I ain't spoiling nothing.
I didn't say if it was a man or a woman nurse.
He said her.
Oh, you said it.
Dude, I mean, isn't there kind of one guy in the group that doesn't really fit, and it kind of bugs me that he's with him. I'm like, wait.
Well, you got to let it play out and explain itself, damn.
Like, what is your place in this whole thing?
Let it explain itself.
It shows why all those people get a damn. It really,
like, I know they did the little, like, Robert Rodriguez kind of splatter graphic type gimmick.
Yeah, they do some of that.
Oh, you think? See, I told Nine, I said, that was like Tarantino, like crazy. They were doing the little blaxploitation vignettes and the big graphics up on the screen. That was very Tarantino.
Yeah, there's some definite nods to those directors, which, again, I love the movies those guys do, so I'm digging the show.
Mm-hmm. Keir Peele is the producer. I forget which one. Keir Peele.
Peele. The one who does stuff.
Yes.
The
one in insurance commercials. No. The other one.
The successful one.
Yeah.
The one who has a knack for the business.
Yeah. There's some text saying I watched it, didn't like it either. Well, you have awful taste like Fatboy. It's really good.
Well, it is getting mixed reviews because apparently it's the violence and aggressiveness of the show and the flow of it is not something a lot of people like. Like, it goes too fast, too aggressive, too violent. And I'm like, this is right in my wheelhouse, man. This is what I live for.
Fast and aggressive.
Violent.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I get nervous still when if Matt says a show's good and I just think of Judge Judy and that whole deal.
Oh, come on. That's just one show.
It's one show.
Who would you do? Yeah, you know, what
would you do?
Like, you have a knack for history. You
know,
I saw
some over the weekend that would make you laugh and made me kind of heartbroken. They're moving Shark Tank to a new night, which you know what that means.
What?
That's a sign of the times. Anytime they move it to a new night.
Cancellation.
Beginning of the end.
Sorry.
It's going to go away.
They said, we're moving to a new night, and we're going to start it off with a retrospective of the best Shark Tanks ever.
Oh, yeah.
God. This is the end of it.
Yeah, beginning of the end.
Maybe it's just hard for me to watch other people make money. Like, I don't get excited for other people to get their ideas picked up and make millions of dollars.
That's why you quit following me on Instagram, man.
That's it.
You say thousands of dollars? All right. Well, I encourage you to watch it, and I encourage Fatboy to take another shot at it. It's really good. And that's a good text. No, we're not being compensated for saying watching this show. No. I'd love to take up some of those.
Yeah. I woke up early this morning and watched the new episode of The Outsider.
Ooh,
good.
Oh, gosh.
Good.
That's my show.
Yeah, that's
great.
I'm watching that one.
My life is so predictable. I'll watch the first 30 minutes of Raw, get pissed off, and turn that on. That's what happens every week. And then the next morning, I'll watch 2.5 hours of Raw in about 10 minutes.
Why can't Tarantino do Raw? Then we'd all watch.
Meanwhile, I'll stand in front of the TV to watch AEW. That shows you the difference of those two shows.
Tarantino did Raw. He just had a kid.
Tarantino did what?
Raw. He just had a kid.
Okay. He's being naughty.
I did see that he's going to do a romantic movie coming up. Tarantino.
Oh, you don't know.
Yeah,
he's going to write those bounty laws too for Netflix.
Yes.
He seems like the kind of guy though that would go off on a completely different way.
Oh yeah, like you know, people think his last one might be a Star Trek remake.
I hope it's not that way. All right. I would be cool with him doing Back to the Future. Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be good. Everybody would die.
Redo 3, though, because then you got cowboys and violence and stuff. That would be more applicable to Tarantino. All right.
There's too many shows.
TV talk is over. It's time to go back and get informed. Paige, what is your name?
What?
I just called you Paige.
Paige. Plus.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
All right. Well, one of the members from Hall & Oates says he slept with thousands of women. Which one was it? The one with the mustache or the other one? You'll find out next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Hall and ass, who'd you say?
Hall and Oates.
Hall and ass.
Yeah. All the oat farmers out there. That's tough to say. Daryl Hall was the lead.
Was not.
No.
Daryl Hall. The one that looked straight.
Long blonde hair. What do you mean? One of them had cross eyes?
No, the one that looked.
Okay, you're right after
this. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Like this right here.
Nine.
Come go with us.
Paige.
Playing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Sorry, folks.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, let's talk about this very famous duo. One of them admits that he slept with thousands of women. Was it the one with blonde hair or the one with the big ol' mustache? We're talking about Hall & Oates.
So the way you positioned it just then, the lead singer being Daryl Hall, he was a mermaid in the movie. I don't know if you saw that one.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Oh.
As Daryl
Splash.
Daryl Hall was the lead singer, long blonde hair. John Oates had what looked to be kind of like a Jerry Curl afro with a huge mustache.
Yeah.
He went on to be the producer of the Howard Stern Show. A lot of people don't know that either.
No.
So the mustache wins in this case.
That's crazy.
John Oates, he says that he slept with thousands of women, and he estimates that many back in the day. That there were so many that he lost track.
Back in the day, wasn't no woman going to turn down a mustache. Magnum P.I., John Oates.
Sam Elliott.
This is the 80s, man.
His can do the worm.
It can.
So he said, quote, if you didn't live through the 70s and 80s, if you weren't a rock star during that time, there is no way you can comprehend what it was like because, you know, there were no cell phones and people taking pictures of everything you did and there was no social media.
So now was he married then? Like, was he out sowing his wild oats?
He said that he used to meet girls in various towns and sort of have relationships with them, and he might see them 6 months later or not, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of casual in the 70s that you would have sex with people and just move on.
Well, it's not like that now, is it?
Some places. But it was freer then.
Yeah. That's true.
It was.
Like,
no me too. Is that what that means?
Remember then, women hooked up with dudes who had jobs and money.
They were looking for some security. They were not just looking to...
For a blank boy.
Well, some of them were.
Some of them were, yeah. Blank boy. But not like now where you want some dude who was 115 pounds and a wife beater with misspelled tattoos and meth in his system.
Yeah, you think John Popper ever, like, slayed it?
Live in
like,
Piedmont.
Just because you're famous, like, was Mama Cass getting ding-a-lings all the time?
Yes.
If she wanted him, she's a woman.
Had to have, man, because, like, what do you think about Sam Smith now? Like, he's probably just pointing him out backstage and just killing it.
Come here, you guy.
Guys.
Come here, dude.
Hell yeah.
But it was freer then, and maybe AIDS might have killed that off a little bit in the 80s because you just wouldn't have sex with everybody.
Like, how many women do you think Melissa Etheridge hooked up with when she put on her own
both
music?
Both Indigo Girls at the same time.
She puts on her own music and it gets to going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on my window, she's going to get you.
Yeah.
All four non-blondes.
Every damn one of them.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah.
Their one song was good.
It's good. What's up?
Like, I bet you if you could find out which rock star, air quotes, slept with the most women, it would be the most least attractive of all the guys you would think. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, because women like personalities too much.
Who's the ugliest rock star?
Rick Ocasek was, right?
Yeah, and he was married to Paulina Poroskova.
See? Mm-hmm.
For many years.
I'm going to Google that. I bet you there's a Reddit poll. Ugliest rock star. I'd already filled in Post Malone.
It was Nickelback.
And women love him.
They do. Dude, I'm about to read a blog called Butt Ugly Rock Stars.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Of course.
All right. We start off with Mick Jagger's on the list. Is he butt ugly? Gene Simmons, agreed.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a horse. Axl Rose, now.
Wears makeup.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the picture of Axl Rose and Mickey Rourke together? And they look like sisters.
Can't tell one from the other.
But back in the day, Axl, he can get the ladies.
And there's a meme on the internet, of course, is where memes exist. It's that picture of Mickey Rourke and Axl, and says they look like a lesbian couple who own an antique shop in Portland.
Oh, my gosh.
Or Delian.
Number four, Rick Ocasek. Number five, Keith Richards. Steven Tyler, Marilyn Manson, Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Manson. Phil Collins.
Come on, man.
He's that bad. Phil Collins.
His wife or girlfriend is something else.
He couldn't hear you anyway if you said
you're
something.
You're right.
Bad.
That is uncanny.
Axl Rose looks like somebody's aunt.
Lemmy.
Yeah, Lemmy.
Yeah, but Lemmy slayed it.
Yeah, but he was
much
unique.
As he wanted all the time.
Yeah, he did. He was ugly.
Legendary. Yeah.
Someone just texted in Skrillex. I don't consider him a rock star, but he was great in the Goonies.
He was.
All right.
He's kind of been forgotten about by time. Him and Modest Yahoo both.
There's a text for Eddie Money. Come on, man. The guy's dying of cancer.
Oh, he's been
he passed
dead.
Away.
He died of cancer.
Yeah. Hmm. When did he die? Last year, last September.
Richie Sambora. Wow, women or guys, whoever texts that in.
He does look like a Kato model from the 80s.
But he used to be hot, I guess.
Who, Paige? Who's an ugly rock star?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think.
What about Dee Snider, would you?
Well, that's a good one.
I know, but that's because his wife would beat me up.
Oh, and they did, Lord. Here we go.
Somebody text in Lenny. I don't know who they mean.
Lenny?
Lenny?
Oh, my God. You got
Lenny Kravitz.
Squiggy. Danzig. He's kind of like not all that.
Yeah, plus women don't like short dudes. And he ain't nowhere near 6 foot tall.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What about Radiohead?
Tom
York,
sure.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
He's got googly eyes.
He always looks like he's winking at you. I bet he gets his wife always slaps him on the arm. Quit winking at her.
Hey, they split up and he made an album about it.
I apologize.
Well, I mean, even Angus Young, you would think that, not the best looking of guys. A lot of women ran after him.
Can I throw out one that we have completely glossed over that we shouldn't have? Jonathan Damn Davis.
He's got that blood disorder. Women feel bad for him.
Especially now that he's like half bald with a dreadlock skullet.
Let's see. Oh, my God, boy.
Yeah.
He needs to get hooked up with Bron's doctor. It's like low tide right now.
Yeah.
It's like LeBron, you gotta look at pictures, it's low tide and then it's high tide, and it's low tide and it's high tide.
Right, he has no hair back to the middle, but then it's long dreadlocks.
Somebody needs an intervention then. Tell
them. Well, that's what happened to it. What do you think? At a certain age he should just shave off the dreads or start wearing a beanie all the time like Gary Vee?
You gotta kinda update the look at a certain point.
I have one big tong po.
That's why Slash wears that top hat. He's probably bald as hell. Nobody knows.
Mystery hair.
I want to see a picture of Slash with no hair.
I bet the top of his head's a big old nicotine yellow streak.
Like an old beard?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was mixed. You guys
wow, here's a picture. A recent iteration. Slash. He's got a head full of hair.
It's hey. Photoshop. Fake news.
It's not really his hair.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto.
Oh, boy.
Slash right. Looks a lot better than Axel does now.
Yeah.
Pardon me, Aunt
age,
Axel.
Age better. All right. Well,
yeah, tomorrow we're going to do sexiest rock star.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's, for Slash.
That's all into interpretation because beauty to one is not the same to another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ladies do love some Razor Wade.
That's the sexiest rock star.
All right, so let's...
On the local tip, quite possibly.
Who'd you say, Roger Allen Wade?
No, Razor Wade. Black River Rebels.
Oh, Aaron gets honorable mention.
Don't tell him he said that. He'll get on his head.
Don't want him to fight amongst
you
themselves.
You owe them $45 for saying
that. No, they owe me.
Oh, I see.
All right, before you get that face tattoo or some kind of piercing, you might want to think again, especially if you want a better job, because employers, in a recent study, they admit to discrimination. It appears to be widespread when it comes to hiring, and 2 in 5 managers admit to passing on a candidate who had a tattoo or some piercing or some unappealing clothing.
All right, boomer.
I mean, you know.
I boomer. I'm going to start that. I boomer.
You buy that shirt with the jogging
line. Out of 1,000 hiring managers, they say that they might have passed over somebody that looks a little different, hair color, dress.
Don't they know that that's...
It's the norm, sort of?
It's not necessarily... I know of a place that won't... a restaurant that won't hire you if you have gauges in your ear.
Yeah. I didn't know I managed a restaurant.
Huh?
I didn't know I managed a restaurant.
Oh.
You don't like them?
No, not really. It's good if you're at a concert. Sometimes you got to watch the show through it.
You're like a big ball.
It's like a peephole.
Well, I guess the visible tattoos are the things that people really don't like the most.
Boomers.
Yeah.
Well, hell, not even boomers. Boomers got tattoos. It's like a generation said, past them.
The weird piercings and then hair color that might not be of their liking.
No, unnatural hair color?
Yes. Yeah. So they also found that 1/3 of the bosses wouldn't hire someone who dropped out of school, and 1 in 5 wouldn't hire someone with a criminal record. So there you go.
Wow. Thank God our bosses here don't feel that way.
I know, man.
Some of us wouldn't have jobs.
Yeah. Actually, with that list, none of us would have jobs.
Paige doesn't have a tattoo.
She's got gauged ears, though.
No.
I have.
Yes.
Just run with it. People believe
it. He did air quotes on the ears. I don't know what that means.
One of you's got a gauged butt. I don't know which one.
Oh, gosh.
Let's find out.
You have a fascination with the rear end.
He does.
That boy loves it.
Yours.
All his character resets are about number 2s.
They're not... Drop that can.
Hmm.
And now,
if I drop it to the floor, it means because I fail.
Mattman says something funny. 9 says something. You never know what. Paige, something. Fat boy, taking a dump.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to write these words on my butt and make you eat them.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Stole that from you. Why didn't you call me up?
All right. Well, let's talk about some controversy with Hillary Duff. She went to she was... at a football game in a park on Saturday with her 7-year-old son.
What? I haven't heard anything about Hillary Duff in a long time.
At her son's football game.
Was he Matt Guire?
And some guy was taking pictures, and she went ballistic. So some people were saying she acted racist because the photographer was black. Or she had the right to do that because she was a mom protecting her kid. What do you believe?
You want to hear the video?
Yeah. If we could hear the audio, we might be able to judge better.
Who are you here with?
I'm here with me.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here.
But it's legal.
I'm asking you, human to human, as a mother, if you don't know anyone here, can you please stop taking pictures of our children playing?
I'm just telling you, it's not illegal.
That's okay that
well,
you're saying it's...
I'm taking pictures. I'm practicing photography.
Can you practice it on another...
I'm not here to scare you or anything like that.
But you are?
Your paranoia is unwarranted. That's what I'm telling you.
No, it's just an uncomfortability factor that these are 7-year-old children and you don't have a child here.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, there are children, and we would like to protect them. So if you could take pictures and practice your photography somewhere else.
Me taking pictures of them
is not. Okay. What about other?
Then I will just post this to my 15 million followers on Instagram and let people know how creepy it is that this is what you're choosing to do on your Saturday morning.
Creepy
and
to all who? Of our, creepy to who?
All of these parents with these
no,
kids.
No, you're making it creepy because you're the one.
Wow, they're both dicks.
Yeah.
Whoa, talk about bitchy McGuire.
Yeah. But he's being a dick too, you know, because he's like, it's not illegal. It's still, it's perfectly legal to take pictures of people in public. Doesn't mean it's cool to do.
No.
Just because something isn't against the law doesn't mean you should do it.
So what, okay, so what if he was just out there practicing? I'm looking at a still of, he's got a real camera, like a nice Canon.
Yeah.
What if he's just trying to get some action shots?
Yeah, of the kids playing sports.
What should he have said if she said, you're making me uncomfortable? Should he have said, I understand, I'll leave? What's racist? Because they're different skin color?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what people are calling her.
If you want some action shots, I don't know, man. Like, go someplace, like an organized sporting event. Like a high school football, basketball, baseball game, and take pictures of that. That's some good action shots.
And you know, the problem
might have to pay $3 to get in.
Is they're little kids. If they weren't so little, she wouldn't have had a big problem with that.
I mean, I'm a dude with no kids, but it seems to me that most people are freaked out when some stranger shows up at the park taking pictures of their kids.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Savannah, Georgia, this guy was quite clearly, at least in my mind, I thought he was videoing me, probably to make fun of me because I was in a restaurant eating. And he was doing his camera, and he was like,
well,
he was
fat people eat.
He was front facing the camera, and I thought he, because I was sitting behind him, I thought he's, and I was about to say something too until I realized he was doing a vlog about food.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, but I was like, oh, he's videoing the fat guy behind him. Uh-huh. Why he, you know, takes advantage of this all you can eat pancake deal.
Would you really go up to somebody and ask him, why are you filming me?
No. I would, dude, it's my own paranoia, like he said.
Well,
remember the old red lights? I wouldn't eat at red lights.
Like, even if they, what if they were filming you? Like, that's what people do now. You're always on camera.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
Well, when I'm like at Walmart doing the self scan, I always look up in the camera and smile real big.
Yeah.
You don't have the ones that look right at you now? That's what we got.
Boy, they make you feel weird at some Walmart, so they'll stand there and watch you at the self-scan like they're just watching you like a Hulk.
Why don't you come over here and do this?
Why don't you just come over here and do it?
You scan them. Come on. Come be a cashier.
When you leave, if you got any drinks underneath,
like you're going to steal
them. It's like you got to go through like a toll road, and they come up there and look at your receipt, and they look you up and down like, I wonder if they'd steal this or not. Let me look all the way through.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I just want to take advantage of your falling prices.
Oh, yeah, of
People
course.
People steal that dog
like
food.
I use self-checkout for convenience, not to be treated like a criminal.
Right.
Hey, stop and frisk you on the way out.
I know.
You don't dodge the camera and just, you know, scan without being on camera.
All them Bloombergs working at Walmart.
I
stop
swear.
And frisk.
Bunch of malarkey.
All right. Well, let's see how the movies did at the box office over the weekend. Opening weekend for Impractical Jokers brought in $2.6 million.
That was it.
Well, it wasn't full release.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look up how many screens it was on. I'm curious.
And how, I mean, what would you expect them to do anyways? Are they?
The budget had to be very small. Probably most of the budget went to Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe they used her.
Well,
it
again,
seems random.
They filmed it 3 years ago.
But was she big then, too?
No, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's a little dated. I talked to a P1 who said that it was better than they thought. I don't know what they thought it was going to be like. They said it was better than they thought it would be.
Well, that's good. Then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you kind of know what you're in for with these
I've had
guys,
shows
right?
in here where they went better than I thought they would.
Yeah, it's in 357 theaters. Usually a big wide release is in 3,000 theaters.
Okay.
Yeah, it's considerably smaller.
Yeah. So what's the per screen average on that?
So also, a lot. Also, top five, Bad Boys for Life, brought in $5.86 million.
Haven't seen that one yet. Want to watch it. Because the two rats hooking up in the sock and the last one was
good. Oh, yeah.
And then a new movie out, I guess it's kind of scary, Brahms, The Boy 2, $5.9
million. Not Braun.
Braun.
By the way, that was their per screen average was the highest of any movie out right now.
Good Lord.
For the Jokers.
Kudos.
Yeah, I mean, The Call of the Wild was on 3,700 screens and made $6,600 a screen. Sonic, $6,200 a screen, but Joker's over $7,000.
Kudos to you, Murr, Joe, and Sal.
But yeah, that's a success for them guys.
Unlike you.
So, Sonic the Hedgehog. brought in $26.3 million. That's the number one movie in the country, so Jim Carrey is very happy about that, I guess.
Why is he if like I had a younger kid, I would go see that.
Dude, people say it's really fun.
I think I'd like to go see it.
Sonic's a good character to make into a movie.
How do you do a plot with that, though?
I don't know the plot, really. I think he's like some kind of experiment that escapes or something.
It says here that he's trying to get enough gold coins to go to Paula Abdul's super exclusive party.
That's how it's going to play out.
I just feel bad that they didn't have a fat Dr. Robotnik, because he's fat in the games. Should have been one of us. Me.
He had an odd mustache, too.
Yeah. I got red facial hair. I'm fat. Let me do it.
Who got the role? Josh Gad?
Jim Carrey.
Oh.
Who's very thin.
Playing the villain. All right, well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
How did they not sell something to Sonic Drive-In to, like, do a special commemorative cup or something?
They're not good at organized sales.
They're all going out of business.
Too busy with that alternative relationship in the front seat.
They're not good at selling big events.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys? Question mark right after this.
Morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, the whole nine yards, participated in our various polls. We appreciate you. You can get today's podcast. You can go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341.
CVM text line, Matt.
Yeah, that's it. Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to have a brand new Truth and Consequence. As a matter of fact, Fat Boy is just on the... is that who you're talking to on the phone?
Yeah. We'll double checking. So we got a lady coming on who's has to point something out to her boyfriend. She don't think he's cheating. But there's something that could end the relationship. She's kind of, you know, like, we got to talk about this.
Okay.
There's a situation of brewing.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds like a yeast infection.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got any more or not.
All right. So we'll get a brand new Truth and Consequences tomorrow, as well as more tickets to see Primus and Charlotte in June. We'll have that. Paige is going to rock you at work next, though. You can call her at any time. Text her on the CVM text line as well. Fat Boy, though.
Throwing touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We're going to go live at 6.
Yes, we will. We'll be here. Maybe I'll have a voice tomorrow.
Who
Maybe
knows?
Some of y'all will be lucky and I won't have one at all.
Listen, prayer still works. No, get well soon, Jimmy, Jack, Jackie. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday. Tickle it, guys. It is good. It is.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.